Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Time for the final Just Yappin'. Welcome back to Just Yappin', your number two radio show in the world. I am Jace. I am joined here, like always, by
Noah.
And
so today, guys, we're on Just Yappin', the final episode of Just Yappin'. And today, I'm joined by always
Noah.
And
this bit isn't funny.
It wasn't a bit.
It's a way of life.
This is my show.
It was never your show.
It was always my show.
It's actually Noah's show. Everybody loves Noah more than anybody else.
That's true. All the moms in the world love Noah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. There. Talk.
I can always hear you.
Talk.
Aloha.
Why isn't it not working?
Can you not hear him?
Hang on. Someone talk.
I am talking right now.
Okay. Not you. You.
Aloha viewers.
Mike's not picking it up. Okay, so you go here, you put Mike in between you two, because okay. That mic's not working. Oh, I know why. Hey, plug the thing that's hanging out of it back in.
Remember, guys, number two radio show, and this is why.
Yeah, technical difficulties on Cohen's last show ever.
Oh, yes, of course. Are you going to weep for me?
Maybe.
Actually, one of my friends almost cried at lunch yesterday.
Wow, crazy.
Hey!
Okay.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hang on. Talk.
Hey, you guys?
Yep, we're good.
Yo!
Let's go, baby!
Sorry for that, guys.
Peek! Okay.
We did not recognize that the mic was unplugged.
Yeah. I almost had a man in tears yesterday.
A grown man in tears. Well, I have something I typed out.
A grown man crying.
Okay. I have something I typed out for you to read off
for me?
At the end of the show. Yes.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, always be scared, buddy boy. Anyways, what's news? How's life going? I don't care about that. How's life going?
Going pretty good.
We got a dub in Fortnite last night.
Yeah,
and it
did.
Was beautiful. The best dub I've had since 2018, might I say. Oh my goodness. It's been 7 years since I've had that feeling. I feel like an old man again.
Okay.
Again? You mean young?
Nope. Again.
So my thing is,
I'm actually de-aging.
Yeah, you're like you. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Noah, what is your news? Are you going to talk about the Pennywise thing?
Yeah.
We can get into that, but from previous episodes, you know how Mommy Pig was having a new kid, right?
Well,
Who?
Mommy Pig.
Who's Mommy Pig?
You know, from Peppa Pig.
Oh.
She's having another kid?
A third?
Yeah. She finally had a kid.
She was having a third one?
Yep.
I feel like I wasn't here for this episode.
Her daughter is named Evie Pig.
What?
Yeah, so, it was all over the British Times.
Peppa, George, and Evie?
Mm-hmm.
That's so odd.
Evie Pig. Did I hit that?
Yeah. But
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
you are a pig.
All over the.
So is Noah.
But like not in the fat way, you know.
What? Yeah, I know.
We're just talking about Evie Pig.
We're talking about your ham. Right.
What?
Yeah, Noah's ham, the ham man.
Guys, it's the final show of the year. We have to bring back the ham man.
No.
Should I start like weeping and crying?
This is my final show. Just happened ever.
Yeah, guys. Cohen's not gonna be here anymore. After this.
Yeah, well, he's getting voted off the island.
I'm getting voted off the island permanently.
Yeah.
Permanently.
You could
total
say
drama island.
Total drama.
Yeah. Pretty sad.
You guys think you could invite me as a special guest for the last episode next year?
Probably.
I mean, yeah, you'd be like an Area 31 alumni, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
You could come to Alumni Day next year and we could do it.
No way. Alumni Day.
You can even sign the banner.
1 year.
Yeah.
It's been a whole year since I've been here.
It's been a whole year since I've stepped foot in these stomping grounds.
You think I'd remember the way?
Probably.
You'd have muscle memory.
It's pretty hard to forget.
Eh. Yeah,
it
probably muscle memory.
It took me 3 weeks to learn it.
Really? It took me 2 days.
3 weeks to learn what?
How to get to this class.
Ah, yeah.
Kept on going the wrong way.
I just had to remember the Janet... like the janitorial hallway.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that to save my life. And for people that don't know how to get to our classroom, you go through an entire school pretty much, and then you go through half of another school, you pass a gym, and then you get into our little hallway.
Or like,
basically, you go down like through 80 hallways just to get to one room.
Yep. It's pretty common.
I remember the first day, and I was like, hey, so how do I get to this room? And this lady was like, yeah. Oh, wait, where are you going? I'm going to radio broadcasting. Oh, you're going that far. Okay. It's like, yeah, I guess so.
You know, yeah, going down 54 hallways.
Yeah.
But I could literally go through all the hallways with my eyes closed, dude, and I'd still make it here.
Yeah, I probably could, too.
I'd probably run into people, but that's fine.
Yeah, this place is a maze.
Amazing?
Amaze.
Amazing.
Maze.
Amazing.
Okay, Noah.
That's amazing.
Get out.
That's from SpongeBob, actually.
It's also Grown Ups.
It's amazing.
Eyes. My eyes.
So, yeah.
I've never seen that clip.
Guys, a new Pennywise movie is being made.
Whoa, no way.
Oh my goodness, my favorite horror franchise is getting another movie.
I've never seen them. Did it end or was it kinda left on a cliffhanger?
I thought it ended on the second one.
It kind of ended it, but it's kind of like not, so it's like...
Well, the only way you can really like is because of the giant turtle, right?
Yeah, the giant mythical turtle.
I guess they didn't really do
anything. There's a turtle in it?
Yes, it's a giant mythical turtle.
Well, not in the movies, but in the like comic books they released, yeah.
There's a comic book?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Huh.
You're so behind on the lore.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You need to. It's very good. It's peak production. Second one's okay. I love the first one, though. The storytelling in it and the aspect of everything that goes on.
The comedy was amazing in both of them, and the story was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. Great franchise.
Also, you guys already know this, but for our listeners, The Amazing World of Gumball is coming back on Hulu and Disney Plus.
Yep. It's going to be peak cinema. Okay, so they obviously changed the voice actors because the other ones got too old, but they actually sound really, really close to the originals, and I'm very happy about that.
I mean, yeah. But also, that really begs the question about the end of the show. Like,
I do, because it messes with my head a little bit. I don't like it. Like, when a show like changes up the voice for people, it's like, ew, it's not the same person.
Doesn't affect me.
Continue.
Yeah, but that also begs the question, what happened at the end of the show? Because don't they fall into, like, a portal or something
no.
Get destroyed?
So, at the end, the very last episode was with Rob, and Rob was trying to turn everybody normal so he could save the world or the universe or whatever. And then the very last scene was him falling into the Forgotten Place. I don't remember what it's called. But, yeah, he falls into the Forgotten Place, which is funny because that's actually where he came from.
Yep.
Well, originally he was a side character, then he got forgotten. And then they brought him back whenever they brought back that one chick.
Yeah, and now The Amazing World of Gumball is not called The Amazing World of Gumball. It's called The Wonderfully Weird World of Gumball.
Which is, like, odd, but it's, like, okay, I guess.
He sounds like such a basic girl when you say that. It's kind of odd, but it, you know, it's kind of okay, I guess. Like, like what?
I guess.
Like, all right, I guess. It's like,
whatever. Oh my god, it's totally all right.
It's like, whatever, I guess. I can't wait till Phineas and Ferb comes out, dude.
Bro, are we binge watching that entire show together?
Yes,
yes. I'm Phineas, you're Ferb. Who's Perry?
Oh, can we borrow your pig?
No,
I want to dress it up
pig.
As Perry.
Spider-Pig.
How big is your pig?
Pretty big,
like with your hands. Aww. Is that the width?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a skinny pig.
Yeah, they're mini.
I thought they were like
hogs.
Hogs. Just do the Perry the Platypus laugh.
I can't do that.
There you go.
So
awkward side.
So there's
give me one second,
Sean. Anime character in My Hero Academia who kind of looks like Dr. Doofenshmirtz, and someone edited it to where they made him look like Doofenshmirtz even more, and then there's an elevator behind him, the character in this scene, and they put it to where they photoshopped Perry in it, and the actual actor for Doofenshmirtz saw it, and so he voiced over it.
You mean Dan Povenmire?
Yeah.
I love Dan. Dan's
great. Just really funny.
You know, show writers that are in their own shows are probably like the best. Dan Povenmire, the guy who did Family Guy. What's his name? Eddie Murphy?
No. John Family Guy.
John Family Guy. Is
Seth
crazy.
MacFarlane.
Is Seth MacFarlane. I can't think of any others. Oh, Alex Hirsch. What's the other guy's name? The guy Rick and Morty.
Rick. Yeah, he did a lot of voices, but he's not a cool guy.
I don't think we should talk about that on air.
Yeah, that's why I said he's just not a cool guy.
Not a cool guy.
That's all I can think of. Beat. That's the only shows I can think of. Oh, I think Adventure Time did it too. Rebecca Sugar, she did it with Steven Universe. All of the songs in Steven Universe she did by herself, which was amazing.
Ain't a lot of the characters in regular show voiced by the creator?
I don't think a lot of them. I think there's a couple, yeah. The main two characters are voiced by two, like, best friends. And the show is like a kind of like a story about them, in a way.
Oh, man, Benson's going to have our head for this one.
You know what? The story is entirely about their lives. They got a magical piano that took them to the moon. It's entirely about their lives. Nothing changed.
First best friends to make it to the moon without any spacesuits or anything.
They're also Mordecai and Rigby, for real, in real life. They are a bird and a raccoon.
Yep.
I'm a squirrel.
Crazy.
Have you watched Adventure Time? Either of you?
Yes.
No, I have not.
All of it?
Not all of it.
I want to watch peaked. Adventure Time so I can watch Fiona and Cake.
Fiona.
Yeah, Fiona and Cake.
Fiona and Cake. So the episodes of Fiona and Cake inside of Adventure Time, those are trash. I did not enjoy them. But the actual Fiona and Cake series, that was peak cinema. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, because it seems like it's like a human version of Adventure Time. Like all the characters who are like magical or human or something.
Yeah, pretty much. But it gets it's really deep.
Bro. So I just wanted to talk about this real quick. It's kind of older news. But who is this?
That's Shrek's daughter.
I know, but why?
I don't know.
Why does she need to be in it?
Zendaya.
It's actually Zendaya?
Yes.
Yeah, people talked about
I'm
that.
I'm done.
People talked about that on Twitter, is that her eyes don't match one of the girls' eyes. So people were really confused on what's happening. They're like, who's... Wait, which kid is that?
Yeah. We can look
I'm at not her. Excited for Shrek 5.
I Me am, either. But not for this one.
I'm not at all.
Oh, it is. That one. Same eyes.
Is that the son or the daughter?
I think it's the daughter. Could be the son, though. Let's see. No, that's the son. I have no clue, then.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Puss in Boots is going to be in it, and I'm so excited.
Do the roar.
It's just that they have, like, a TikTok. They use, like, TikTok in it. It's just like...
Yeah, the TikTok was really weird.
It's like, this is so dumb.
Use the mirror.
My name is Puss in Boots.
TikTok on the clock, don't stop.
Did you know Shrek in the books, he's actually, like, way uglier?
Yeah.
He was so ugly in the books that it says even God hated him. And it made him get married with a crocodile or something. Like, no priest would marry Fiona and him so much that a crocodile had to do it.
You know what? I want to tame leeches.
Leeches?
Leeches.
You know what I want to tame?
I don't think they're smart enough for that.
I want to own them. I want to just, like, have, like, a pile of leeches.
I mean,
it's like nanobots
that I can just like control.
It's like the nanobots from Big Hero 6.
Exactly.
Go.
I'll like ride on top of them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're slippery enough where I could.
Yeah.
You're like the villain from Big Hero 6.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to like ride leeches.
A tsunami of leeches.
Yeah.
Mhm. That'd be terrifying.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Not for the person that you're going towards.
I'm going towards New York City, dude. Let's see how everybody likes the leeches.
Let's see how Marvel deals with this one.
The Avengers? Oh, more like the Thunderbolts.
The new Avengers are the Thunderbolts.
I still haven't seen it.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Probably won't see it till it comes out on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Dude, everyone said when it was only just the trailers before it came out, a lot of people were saying that the Void was Markiplier. Because he just looks like him.
I want Markiplier.
And then Markiplier responded with, yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a different actor when it comes out. That is me.
That is me, chat. That is me.
Because he's literally like, that looks like me.
I love Bob. Bob's just a G. He's just a schizophrenic guy.
Yeah. He's just trying to make his way in the world.
Nope.
All I know is like the stuff from comics.
I don't know anything about Thunderbolts, I'll be honest with you.
Well, it has
a guy who has 1,000 exploding suns in him.
Is that Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah. It nice. Also has the sheriff deputy guy from Stranger Things in it. Who plays Red Guardian.
Sheriff Hawkins or whatever his name is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Deputy Hawkins.
Russian Captain America, knockoff Captain America.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm so excited for the next season of Stranger Things. I'm going to tweak out when it comes out.
Yeah, I want to watch it with somebody. Because last season, I didn't watch it with anybody, and it was miserable. Because I ended up just crying the entire time. Because I knew Eddie was going to die.
I haven't watched any of the seasons with anybody. I watched them all by myself.
Well, we're watching it together then.
Dude, I remember when I had mono, and I got really, really sick, and I was bedridden. And I watched like 3 seasons straight just in that week.
Yeah.
In those 3 weeks of me being sick. And there was one point where one of the kids in the facility just went, okay. And it reminded me of the old Vine. And I literally made like 4 TikToks off of it.
Wait, you're saying a kid did the exact voice of the guy?
He didn't do the same voice, but just how he said it was like, it sounded almost the exact same. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I probably still have it up on my TikTok. I'll show you after. But it was hilarious to me. I was dying.
You lied. You're just like Papa. You lied.
Okay.
Ladies, gentlemen.
And other people.
Boys and girls.
Unks and aunties.
Unks. Unk. I'm starting to call everybody at my work an unk.
Refrigerators.
Because everybody that I work with is either 18 or older, except for Bladen.
And aren't most of them females?
Yes.
We had this conversation on stream last night. All of them are, except for Bladen. Yeah.
Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to count how many people I work with.
Oh, boy.
Talk amongst yourselves. Let's not do dead air, guys.
All right. So, yeah.
You know we're in the mines. In the biggest one side.
Is Darth Jar Jar canon?
I have enough V-Bucks to get that skin, bro.
Whoa.
I have the XP. I have the V-Bucks. I'm debating on buying that or Human Bill. Human Bill, guys, is an alien, so he's pretty cool, and you can customize him like crazy. So
we're talking about Fortnite.
Fortnite Battle Pass.
Yeah.
I think, unless I'm forgetting somebody, I think 9. 9 girls, and then there's Bladen.
Bladen's his own entity.
Bladen is just Bladen. He's just Bladen out. And there were 3 other guys, but then they all left.
Yo, welcome back. You know what I just thought of?
What?
What's Bob's superhero name?
Sentry.
Bob. Sentry so needs to meet with Moon Knight.
That'd be sick.
A schizophrenic guy meeting a guy with DID. I wonder how that would go. Like, would he be able to see, like, Khonshu and stuff?
I miss Khonshu.
They should have made that a movie.
Remember when Khonshu
We said that before, but they really should have just made Moon Knight a movie.
Yeah, it had no way.
It was a very confusing series.
Yeah.
It was a good
series. They wasted Poe Dameron.
Yeah. You know, there's rumor going around from sources that Timothy Chalamet is going to be playing Harry Osborn in the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, no.
And I'm actually here for it.
Oh, no.
Wait, but Oscorp doesn't exist in that universe.
Oh, they're going to find a way.
They literally stated in No Way Home that Oscorp doesn't exist.
Oscorp doesn't exist, but Osborn...
He could be someone else.
Yeah, Norman Osborn's just this regular dude instead of this billionaire. Yeah.
So, are you guys ready for Ned to turn evil?
For who?
Ned to turn evil.
Oh, yes.
What if they do like a...
Noah, you are our Ned.
I love the teaser.
I hope you know this. You are our guy in the chair.
I love the teaser for it.
Because I'm so smart.
Yeah. You're our guy in the chair.
I'm so smart.
You're the guy in the chair. Just own up to the fact you're the guy in the chair.
Magneto? I probably would be. I wouldn't
really. Magneto. No. Professor X?
No.
I wouldn't want to get
in. That's what they call Ned. Guy in the chair in Homecoming.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, Ned was like, I'm going to be your guy in the chair. And yeah. Peter's like, you're not going to be my guy in the chair. And he's like, come on, man.
At the end of the movie, when the teacher walks into the computer lab, he's like, sorry, I'm just a guy in the chair.
Sorry, I'm just a guy in the chair. Gah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wowzers.
Wowzers, man.
I was totally talking about something, but now I've forgotten.
Yeah, sorry.
I've forgotten everything.
I have forgotten everything.
You know who is a very...
I'm Batman.
Who was very overrated as a superhero.
Who?
At a point. Squirrel Girl.
Who?
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl is not overrated. She's barely talked about.
She used to be talked about all the time, and I hated it because she's such a bad hero. I don't even
know who this is.
She literally is a girl with the power of a squirrel.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
She has a tail and ears, and she can talk to squirrels.
It's awful.
Mid.
It's absolutely awful. And she can glide. That's like it.
Mid.
It's no, really
she's,
bad.
She's not supposed to be like this.
Next
like,
subject.
Good superhero. So she's one of those comedic ones.
Next no, there was subject. A point where she was really important. Yeah. It makes no sense. She's a squirrel. Just hire a squirrel.
Okay. Well, what about Aquaman, huh?
Aquaman's cool.
Yeah, he can part the
that's
waves.
That's the whole ocean. I'm talking about one little animal.
Dude, squirrel
now, if you brought some, turrets. Like...
They shoot out acorns.
they, like, wrap it up in their tail and just...
No, they go...
Yeah.
Like a friggin' pea yeah. shooter.
But, like, if you got a hero with all the powers of, like, land, that'd be cool, because that's, like, Aquaman's, like, opposite, I guess. But Squirrel Girl... No. At this point, just get Ratman.
Ratman.
What's the difference?
Just get Master Splinter, all right?
At this point, yeah.
Oh, wait.
That'd be better than no, Squirrel
they're
Girl.
Not, they're not in Marvel. They're only in DC.
That's true.
True. It is canon.
Cowabummer, dude.
Cowabummer, dude.
Also, so DC is in the anime universe. Which is obvious.
Anime universe?
Yes, DC is in the anime universe.
Oh, yeah, the Suicide Squad anime.
Not just that, but Batman made a few cameos in some animes.
Samurai Batman or whatever.
But also, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is canon in Naruto. And if DC is canon as TMNT, then... DC
well, specifically
is
Batman.
Canon in Naruto.
I wouldn't say DC, just Batman. Batman's.
Just Batman. Only Batman.
So Batman is canon to Naruto.
Batman is Naruto.
I'm Batman.
Imagine having Batman and Naruto, dude. That'd be crazy.
What is this guy doing?
Everything would be solved so fast.
What is this guy doing? Where are we? Hit or miss village.
Oh.
Hit or miss village?
No, hidden miss village.
Oh, I thought you said hit or miss.
Wait, how can you tell we're in the hidden miss village? There's just mist all around him.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It reminds me of home.
I just got a feeling.
Hooked on a feeling.
It's just like Gotham.
Am I unbelieving?
Actually, there is one of the villages are like Gotham. It's called the Hidden Rain Village.
Crazy.
So which is Hidden Mist. It is part of the Hidden Mist.
Dun-dun. Ba-ba-ba-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
What's this guy doing?
I'm still trying to think of what I was talking about.
Forget it, bro.
Forget it, man.
Forget
it's gonna bug
about
me all day.
It.
You know, every universe is connected.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure Stranger Things is connected to Marvel. Marvel's connected to DC. And DC's connected to TMT. TMT's
connected to
Naruto.
Fortnite.
Fortnite's connected to them all. Dragon Ball's connected to One Piece. One Piece is connected to.
So pretty much.
Everything.
Pause real quick. So pretty much Fortnite is the overlord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fortnite's everything. The overlord, honestly, dude. It's got
Fortnite
everything.
Fortnite has everything.
Yeah.
Literally has everything. And they have comics to make everything, like, canonical.
Yep. And they have Save the World.
I mean, yeah, they have Save the World, I guess. But, like, I don't know what that has to do with everything.
Yeah, if you think about it, Fortnite has its own multiverse.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Really do.
That's crazy.
What's crazy is how they can just pull any character from, like, a portal, and then it's like, oh, they're canon now, by the way.
Yeah, like Star Wars.
Yeah, Pickle Rick. He's canon.
Heck yeah. Of course he is. He's Pickle Rick.
I mean, that makes sense because...
They're all saying oi, oi, oi in there.
Oh.
They're doing anime stuff.
You hear that?
Yeah. Anyways, maybe move the mic over to there so that it doesn't pick it up.
We're talking about some people in the other studio. Yeah. Don't worry about it, guys.
Yeah, so Pickle Rick is, of course, canon. He's canon in everything he touch. It's just like Midas. He turns everything to gold.
Yeah.
So if I don't really Rick like and Morty Midas. Are canon in Fortnite, does that mean that Gravity Falls is canon in Fortnite?
No, not yet.
Because they like interlap all the time.
Oh, yeah. Because Gravity Falls is part of the Rick and Morty universe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's
probably a head canon, not a non-canon.
Oh my gosh, Phineas and Ferb is connected to Fortnite.
How?
They had a Marvel special episode.
They did. They also had a Star Wars one.
That's true, they did.
And Ferb, a DC one.
Phineas and Ferb is connected to Fortnite canonically.
Guys, get Dan Poppenwire on this.
I need
to crank 90s as Ferb.
I need to crank 90s as Perry the Platypus. Come on, bro.
No, he'd be a back bling for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he would, every time you get a kill, he'd go...
That'd be great.
Like, bro, what? That'd be epic. Yeah,
and every time you get a victory royale, it goes, Perry.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz is back at it again.
I think if you got a victory royale with Dr. Doofenshmirtz, it should be like the... Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated. And if you did it, if you won at night, then it'd be like After Hours.
Yeah.
I love that, dude. The After Hours thing. At night. Hold on, I'm thinking. I'm trying to use all my knowledge of SpongeBob. Is it connected to Fortnite? Has SpongeBob done any cameos with anything?
No. Besides Never? David Hasselhoff. No.
Wow.
Is David Hasselhoff in Fortnite?
Not yet.
But yo, what is David Hasselhoff
like
connected to?
Like a super realistic David Hasselhoff skin.
Hasselhoff?
Hasselhoff.
There you go.
Skin from the SpongeBob movie. Yeah. So you just run around as David Hasselhoff in That'd Fortnite.
Cool.
Hold on. I'm going to make David Hasselhoff connect to Fortnite. Just give me a second.
Get on Wikipedia, boys. We're doing a race. Gosh, that is bugging me. What was I thinking about?
I don't know.
Well, obviously you don't know.
I don't care.
He does care. He's
on
lying.
A talk show?
All the moms in the world just turned on me. Sorry, moms, but I don't care.
But I don't care.
Hey, Ferb, what we doing today, buddy?
Oh, did you guys hear about, apparently someone snuck onto the Avengers Doomsday set.
Sick.
And leaked it on TikTok.
Cool.
As they should. I mean, it makes sense, though.
And then they posted about it and said, the damage is already done. Cry about it.
Adam Sandler, what are you doing here? Waiting for them to play Gangnam Style.
Whoop the Gangnam Style. Whoop.
I feel like I'm playing Wikipedia Race.
Yeah. Okay. So, boys.
Girls.
Ladies.
Gentlemen.
And everything else.
I got this, dude. I'm going to make it connect.
Sorry, guys. We're trying to think of something.
No way. I'm almost there.
Clutch. Clutch it up. Clutch. He's there. Almost. Maybe.
Wait.
Probably.
No,
nope. He's fading.
I am fading.
Top three situation. Crank some 90s. You got this.
I almost had it.
You almost had it. You got this, I believe.
Dang, I almost had it too.
Top three. No, you're still in. I just got your reboot out. You're good.
I thought Aaron Wolfhard
was in
Goosebumps,
dude.
Do you ever think
the people who own Spawn are going to do another TV series?
What's Spawn?
It's a...
You don't know who Spawn is?
Oh.
That's crazy.
He's his, like... It's not DC or Marvel. It's... They're like own superhero.
Oh, I know who it is.
He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, I know who it is.
He's freaking cool, man. Dude, if you hear his voice in the 90s animated show.
Does he sound a little like this? Or does he sound more like this?
No, He's like monotone deep, but he's not like
Kieran.
He's not gritty.
So it's Kieran.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Chris Rock was in King of the Hill.
Dude, you are so lost.
I'm sorry.
Who?
Chris Rock?
You don't know who Chris Rock is?
I know faces. I don't know names.
Oh my God. Hang on. I got this. Chris.
It sounds familiar, but.
The guy that Will Smith slapped.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Yeah. He's 60? Really?
Chris Rock is 60.
No way.
Did you just clutch up?
I clutched up.
Hold on, I got you. I don't know.
Okay. I got to figure out how this all connects again. But I got this. Okay?
Oh, my God.
The amount of tabs he just probably opened.
So many.
Who do you think is... Updated predictions for the Spider-Man movie.
David Hasselhoff was in SpongeBob, right?
Yep.
David Hasselhoff was also in... Wait. Oh my gosh, I went down the whole rabbit hole for nothing.
Okay, go.
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's done.
Fortnite.
It's done.
So SpongeBob is technically canon.
Let me tell you what I did go through, though, okay? I went to David Hasselhoff, right?
Yep.
And then I went to the movie Dodgeball.
Yep, great movie.
Then I went to Ben Stiller.
Okay.
You know who Ben Stiller is?
Not really, but continue.
You know who Ben Stiller is?
I don't
know. You ever watch Night at the Museum?
I don't know actors.
Is that the main character?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, no.
Okay. Then I went from that, and then I went to Madagascar.
W movie series.
I went to Chris Rock.
Yep. W Chris.
Okay. Hold on. I got to remember. And then what was it? Oh, I went to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Heck yeah.
And then I went to...
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
I love that. That's beautiful. And then after that, I went to Don Cheadle, Don Cheadle was in Iron Man 2.
Okay.
And he played the other Iron Man, whatever his name is. He played Rhodey.
Yeah. Poor Rhodey. I wish he'd get more
shit. Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
I thought they changed the actor.
No, it was Don Cheadle.
Nope.
They changed the actor in between 1 and 2.
What?
Is that the newer Rhodey or like the first Rhodey?
That's the first Rhodey.
Did they not change him until 3?
They didn't change him at all.
Yeah, they didn't change him.
Because he's
the same guy.
He's in everything.
Yeah, hang on.
No, they did.
It's always been Rhodey. It's always been Don Cheadle.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, hang on.
Intermission.
Iron Man 3.
No, Terrence Howard was Rhodey. In the first one.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's not on here.
I need to know that.
Who's Terrence Howard? Yeah, that makes sense.
Then he talked about like some type of weird math science stuff about religion, and so they just decasted him and
so basically
got another actor.
So basically SpongeBob is connected to Fortnite.
Let's go.
That's what we're saying here.
Okay, you ready? We're bearing the end of the show.
What?
Oh, this is the end?
Yeah.
We still have 45 minutes.
I'd say...
9:15.
I know.
I'm like... I have to edit, bro.
We can go to at least 9:20.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to... I have a speech.
All right.
Give me your speech.
I'm standing up for this one, chat.
Make sure the microphone can hear you.
Standing ovation.
Am I going to cry?
Hopefully.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Is that wait? Good it's really cry short. Or bad cry?
It's really short.
Let me get the hair. Poke me in the eyes.
Ja!
So Noah actually just poked me in the eyes. I'm crying now.
Yeah, the tears are real. Okay, this is how long it is. You can't read it, but
I can't see that.
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's too far away.
That's how long it is, chat.
A paragraph. Got it.
Okay, dear Mr. Coheen.
That's me.
Thank you. This is coming from me to you. The director, producer, editor of Just Yappin', and your best friend, straight to you.
My father.
Okay. Thank you for all the great memories that we had together. This is the end of an era. You will always belong on this show, no matter what. But I'm returning, and you're not coming back.
Not coming back, ever?
For now. But I'm calling it you will return, whether that means when this show is no longer a part of WBDG or if it's next year at the end. You will be coming back. I'm excited to see where your journey goes through the world of Butler in college. And thank you for being like the brother I've always wanted and all the great memories we've had. Clap it up for the one time for Cohen.
We would use a clap sound effect, but we don't know where it is.
Yeah.
Basically, Jace is in love with me.
No.
Beautiful speech. Whoa. Beautiful thank speech.
Thank you.
All right, now I need to go cry.
No, where's my speech at?
I didn't prepare one.
Don't even talk to me, dude. I don't even want to look at you.
Yeah, you're
right
a
now.
Fake friend, bro. Oh
my God. All right, no. I'll make a speech. I'll make a speech right now.
I don't want you to. I don't want you to just throw it together.
I'll give you a haiku poem.
You'll give me a haiku. I don't like poems.
He's more of a. He's more of a.
You'll scientist. Just make me upset, and I'll want to leave.
He's more of a comic book kind of guy.
What?
Pow.
Yeah. If it doesn't have onomatopoeias in it, I don't want it.
True.
Is that what an onomatopoeia is?
No.
Oh.
Actually, isn't that what onomatopoeia is? I think so. Hold on. I think it is.
What is the word for a sound effect called? Oh, yeah, it is onomatopoeia.
Shoot, man. You were right.
Dang it.
Awesome. Pfeffer. Shout out, intro. All right, chat.
I'm still waiting for my comic book, dude.
You look to the stars.
Is he making a haiku?
To the future.
You look to the stars. Oh, wait, you're on Mars. Hold on. I got way too many bars.
This guy.
You go, king.
Yes, king. Yes.
I am king.
The end.
Call me king.
But yeah, guys, everybody that watches this, go raid Mr. Cohen David. I'm kidding.
Raid don't me. Do it. Yeah, raid my house, please. I'm begging.
No. SWAT it. I'm kidding.
So
I'm
my
kidding.
Address
I'm kidding.
Is actually.
This is all jokes. But. Yeah, this has been a great year, guys. It's been a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but overall, it's been a great year. I'm proud to say that this was probably the best year of my life when it came to anything.
You hear that, Noah? He's in love with us.
Yes. Noah?
He's committing to us.
I'm excited to see you back next year.
It ain't gonna be the same.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see you back on whenever.
If you can make it.
I just got tired.
Wow, mom just had to stop to talk to his
mom. It was my mom, bro.
Just tell her you love her.
Yeah. And this has been Just Yappin' Season 2. Everybody, have a great rest of your day. And
have a great year.
Yep. And listen, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday by Boys to Men. Bye!